The Civilian Police Review Board was founded nearly two decades ago to provide more oversight for Urbana police. But now, both the board's founders and current members say it's failing to uphold the mission and affect any change to policing in Urbana. Farah Anderson reports for IPM News and the Invisible Institute. A note to listeners, this story mentions sexual violence in an incident involving an Urbana police officer who resigned from the department in 2005. This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute and co-reported by Sam Stecklow.
Urbana resident Danielle Shenowith has known for years that the Urbana police needed more oversight. It's why she helped found the board, known as the CPRB, in the first place. It was initially touted as a way to restore faith in Urbana cops after an officer allegedly looked up a woman's address in the database and raped her in her home while on duty in 2005. She says she never could have imagined that the strong board she envisioned would now be deemed by some experts in police accountability as the weakest form of civilian oversight. Shenowith's concerns over the board went public in 2020 after outcry from local activists who felt the board lacked organization and that the barriers to filing complaints were too high.
I was ashamed that I had ever tried to put together a civilian review board.
CPRB operates on an uncommon model. Instead of reviewing all complaints about the police department, the board only reviews appeals to complaints. Here's how it all works. Complaints about Urbana police and staff are first investigated by the department itself. Once the investigation is complete, the chief of police decides on next steps, including whether to order additional training or discipline. If the complainant decides to appeal that decision, only then does CPRB start a review. This is not the board Shenowith had in mind. She says calling the CPRB an oversight board isn't really accurate. It operates more like an appeals board. On top of that,
it had not met regularly. It had failed to provide quarterly and annual reports. It did not have a central registry of complaints. They were not reviewing taser usages. There was no community outreach. It was a placeholder so that we said we had something, which sometimes can be more dangerous than having nothing at all.
The way boards like CPRB are set up goes against best practices, says Cameron McElhenney, the executive director of the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. She says outdated ordinances prevent these review boards from making any meaningful change. It's then no surprise that people don't trust the system and don't bother filing appeals.
You know, I served on a review board for 6 years and never once had a hearing. There were people who expressed their anger at the outcome, but no one ever took the step of filing the appeal. And I think part of that is because if you don't have faith in the system to begin with, why would you go and continue the process?
In the over 15 years before 2020, the review board in Urbana only had 3 appeals, and no appeals have been filed in the past few years, according to police data. In 2020, Urbana resident Jane McClintock filed a complaint about the forceful arrest of Aaliyah Lewis by Urbana police. A video of the arrest had gone viral, and the review board said they couldn't review the incident until a complaint was filed. That's when she learned the complaint process is arduous. There's a 45-day window to file. And her complaint was ultimately rejected because she wasn't a first-hand witness, something McClintock says is another limitation of this process.
You know, having come into this whole process with a kind of naive assumption that the board was there to both help our police department and our citizens be safer, that, you know, it would be like a great civic offering to bring my insight forward so that the board could collaborate with police to, like, improve. The amount of roadblocks was really, honestly, a surprise to me.
These roadblocks led her to file a petition on change.org, calling for major reforms to the setup of the board. Ricardo Diaz supports many of these reforms. He has led the board since 2020 and says he decided to step down because systemic changes were taking too long. At his last meeting on May 29th, he said Urbana residents want the CPRB to be able to do more actual oversight of police.
One of our limitations as a board has been that we're basically an appeals board. people see us and ask us questions as if we were actually an oversight board to the police. And sometimes people act as if we're not doing our duty. But the ordinance has been very clear as to the many limitations that we have.
In a statement, Urbana City Administrator Carol Mitten said a new CPRB chair has yet to be appointed. She said the board has taken steps to make it easier for people to file appeals, and that city officials are currently discussing additional reforms. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for IPM News and the Invisible Institute.
This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute and co-reported by Sam Stecklow.